SBI Media with Mark Sarles, Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails, in this case, a SWAT as many people know it. We're going to ask you to step away from the other job you have overseeing outdoor recreation for the state, but talk about a specific event related to SWAT and the 250th celebration, the signing of the independence, as it relates to OHVs. You got a big trip coming up this summer.
Yeah, sure do, Senator. It's the 250th ride across Wyoming. We're going to be starting in Evanston and going all the way across the state to Cheyenne. We'll start in Evanston on July 4th and end up in Cheyenne on we'll start in Evanston on July 1st and end up in Cheyenne on July 4th.
Big ride.
In order to help celebrate the 250th anniversary events that are going on at the Capitol that day. So it'll be a four-day ride starting in Evanston. Evanston to Rock Springs, Rock Springs to Saratoga, Saratoga to Laramie, and then Laramie on into Cheyenne on that final fourth day. And we'll probably have about 75 people along for the ride and probably 50 vehicles, mostly OHVs, that are going to be doing this ride. So
now I understand slots have filled up, but there'll be opportunities to visit with the people doing the ride in these various communities. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're trying to build this as a way to get people out, not just for this event, but in the future, that they could look at this mapped out route to get across the state and come back and see the community, see all the history that there is. I mean, there's just so much to see in this part of the state, all the way across the lower part of the state. And so this could be something that we create for many future generations to come out and ride on dirt, basically, all the way across the state of Wyoming.
Just remind people as we wrap it up here about Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trail SWAT. You've been involved with this. You've brought it from basically a small little group in Evanston to be more of a regional group with some great promise, right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. You know, this has been a bit of a project over the years. When I first started, I thought it would be done in a year or so or a couple years. But, you know, we had a couple of bills that went through the legislature to help with that, working with the State Trails as our partner and also with YDOT. And it's really a way to connect the communities through a series of motorized trails. It did start out primarily in Southwest Wyoming, Evanston, Bridger Valley, Kemmer, but it's really progressed now into Sweetwater County, and we're looking to move it farther, to other counties as well. You know, Lincoln County is just to the north. We've been working with them very closely for a long time. Sublette County, Fremont County, Carbon County, we presented in front of the Natrona County Commissioners last year. So really a statewide movement to get people out on dirt roads across Wyoming.
Very good. Enjoying the outdoors. So it's the other job you have for working the state, outdoor recreation, but we appreciate you updating us on Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mark Tesoro, Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails, Dan Doxeter, SBI Media, and Kemmer.